countdown for liftoff.
Oh, no, what is this? Simulated countdown, not the actual liftoff itself.
No, they go through all the motions of practice, and that's one of the first things they have to do. This will take more than an hour or so. They will do other things at the same time, such as photography, but this is the important thing, to go through all the motions and checklists and practice of the automatic sequence for countdown for liftoff.
Now, we've had a lot of people have been ringing in to the ABC here, asking about the reason for the failure of television to come in for the actual landing on the moon. Can any of our panel enlighten me on this?
I understand that the television was supposed to be landmark tracking of the from the CSM formation flying when they separated, but it was determined late in the flight that they really had too much room.
Well, it's Houston, we'd like you to recall T-57 and run through the gravity line one more time, over.
The astronauts just had too much to do at this undocking phase to do something.
And roger the Tranquility. For the emission timer, two suggestions. Check the circuit breaker, pan 11. Also, reset and attempt to start. That 9 in the first digit might have something to do with it, over.
No, this countdown, they're going through all the motions as if they were going to lift off. And this simulates what will happen during the actual lift off.
Set the breaker is in. When I reset put it in reset, I get 902-0440. When I release it, now I get 902-0449.
And we have a new call sign here. Instead of calling Eagle from Houston, right, they're calling Tranquility. Recognition that man has now made a base on the moon itself.
And will not now reset from all nine. Roger.
Being based to Earth, we've landed. We pick up the last half minute before the moment of touchdown, a landing which went perfectly to plan and came as a triumphant climax to years of planning.
3 feet down, 2.5, picking up the step. 3 feet, 2.5 down, big shadow. Four forward, drifting to the right level. 6.5, 30 seconds forward. Step. Contact light. Okay, engine stop. ATA at a descent. Both control, both autos. Engine command override off. Engine arm off. 113 is in. We copy you down, Eagle. Houston, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
That was Apollo Commander Neil Armstrong. Here's how his fellow astronaut Edwin Aldrin described the scene on the moon to mission control at Houston.
Houston, that may have seemed like a very long final phase. The auto targeting was taking us right into a football field sized crater with a large number of big boulders and rocks for about a 1 or 2 crater diameters around it, and it required us walking down the T-66 and flying manually over the rock field to find a reasonably good area.
That was